From Spark and Anvil and Wellness Forge, this is Relish, in Chapter 1 of the Wellness Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Relish is a hedgehog tween who moves slowly and notices everything. The warmth of a sunbeam, the taste of a ripe berry, the softness of moss. She's round and cozy, with bright, appreciative eyes, and she has a gift for lingering. When something good happens, however small, Relish doesn't rush past it. She stops and lets herself fully feel it, the way you'd savor the last bite of something delicious. Relish teaches gratitude and savoring. And here's the part she cares about most. Relish never uses gratitude to shush a hard feeling. She never says, "Just be grateful," or "Cheer up, others have it worse." That's not savoring, that's dismissing. To Relish, savoring the good and honoring the hard live side by side. You can hold a sad feeling and still let yourself fully feel a small, warm moment. Noticing the good doesn't erase the hard. It just makes sure the good doesn't slip by unfelt.
Relish grew up in a burrow family who had a small nightly custom. Before sleep, each of them named one good thing from the day, not to pretend the hard parts away, but simply to make sure the small good things got noticed before they were forgotten. Relish learned the deeper trick early. One evening, low and tired, she almost skipped the custom. What was there to be glad about? But her grandmother gently asked, "Was there anything small, even tiny?" And Relish thought, the sun had been warm on her back at midday. That was all. But when she stopped and actually remembered it, let herself feel that warmth again for a moment, her mood lifted just a little, like a small light coming on. "That's the secret," her grandmother said. "It's not about having a big good thing. It's about slowing down enough to fully feel a small one. Rush past it, and it's like it never happened. Savor it, and it warms you twice, once when it happens, and once when you remember." Relish felt the gentle truth of it settle in her, that happiness wasn't only about what happened, but about how fully you let yourself feel the good that did.
Grown, Relish came to the Wellness Forge Academy. Vita, the head, asked her, "What does gratitude do?" Relish smiled. "It helps you catch the good that would otherwise slip by. When you slow down and fully feel a small good moment, or name something you're thankful for, it lifts your mood, and over time, it trains your mind to notice more good things. But," she added gently, "it's never about pretending the hard things away. You can be grateful for a small warmth and still be sad. Both are allowed." Vita smiled warmly. "You're hired." In her classroom, Relish moves slowly and invites the students to slow with her. "I'm Relish. I teach you to fully feel the good things, to savor them, instead of rushing past." She shows them how. When something small and good happens, a warm drink, a friend's laugh, a patch of sunlight, a kind word, don't just let it flash by. Stop for a moment. Feel it. Let it be as good as it actually is. That's savoring, and it makes the good moment count for more. Then she teaches the gentle custom, and at day's end, try naming one good thing, even a tiny one, not to pretend the day was perfect, just to make sure the good got noticed. Over time, this trains your mind to catch more. Then the part she guards most carefully. But savoring is never about shushing a hard feeling. If you're sad, you're allowed to be sad. Being grateful for a small warmth doesn't mean the hard thing wasn't real. You can hold both. We savor the good so it doesn't slip away, not to cover the hard up. The kids leave a little better at catching the good without being told to fake it.
"What if there's nothing good?"
a student asked once, on a hard day. Relish came close, gently. "On the hardest days, the good is small and easy to miss. A warm blanket, one kind word, a single sunbeam. You don't have to feel grateful, and you never have to pretend the hard away. Just see if there's one small good thing and let yourself feel it for a moment. That's enough. That's the whole hedgehog secret. She turned her cozy face to an imagined sunbeam and let herself feel it. And every student who learned it walked out feeling exactly what she felt. Not pressured to be cheerful, but a little more able to catch the good. The warm, quiet gladness of a small, nice thing fully felt. That savored feeling, Relish knew, was a light you could carry into even a hard day. Not to hide the dark, but to make sure the small warmths never went unfelt.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Relish. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.